Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today. More with Don Close as we talk about the latest cattle on feed report, looking under the hood at some of the implications from the numbers in just a moment.
Bovine respiratory disease, or BRD, doesn't have to knock the wind out of your operation. The challenge is real, but so is Elanco's growing BRD portfolio. With Elanco, you can choose from multiple modes of action to help you and your herd breathe easier. For more than 40 years, Elanco has been committed to delivering flexible, future-looking solutions for BRD and other tough challenges. We're dedicated to ensuring our solutions always help you handle whatever you're up against. Our growing portfolio of products for the prevention, control, and treatment of BRD allows you to select the right solution to help keep your herd healthy and productive. It's right for cattle and right by you. Breathe easier. Ask your herd health veterinarian or sales rep about Elanco BRD solutions. Elanco is a trademark of Elanco or its affiliates.
Don Close, Rabo AgriFinance, joins us again today talking about that latest cattle on feed report. And Don, let's talk about the numbers as it relates back to our mama cow herd, the number of beef cows we've got. Anything in this report you see that might adjust your thinking about a smaller cow herd come January 1?
I don't see anything radical enough in this report to really have a big impact on our cows. I think the accelerated liquidation pace that we have seen will continue. The 2% reduction in beef cow numbers that we saw in the mid-year inventory report, that might be a little bit rich, but I think the handwriting's on the wall. We will continue to see female liquidation and see a very healthy decline in total cow numbers when we get to the January inventory report.
That could translate, if we do have that smaller mama cow herd, that at some point does translate into fewer calves coming to market, right?
Oh, I agree completely. Ron, I think the market's headed in the right direction. I just don't know that we're going to do it in the time window that so many people are wanting to see the long-term turnaround in price. But if you take the, even as metered as it has been, but the fact that we peaked cow numbers in 2019, this is our third year of liquidation and greatly accelerated. I think at this point in time, we would expect to see continued cow liquidation through 2022, but because of that continuous decline, I do think that we will see a very measured improvement in prices for all weight classes of cattle in 2022 and especially in 2023.
As you've watched the weekly numbers and the negotiated sale numbers across the country, any ideas on what we may see coming out of this report that we'll get off of that 75% plan in early October?
I think that all of the marketing regions have done an incredibly good job of adhering to the agreement. I think we're still going to have weeks or short-term periods where there is not enough cattle moving. That's complicated with this constraints on slaughter that we've already talked about. But I do think that the intent of the agreement has absolutely been lived up to, and I think the industry is legitimately trying to live up to that agreement.
One more question, Don, in regards to the quarterly hog and pigs report out same day as the cattle on feed report, some surprising numbers, smaller inventories than maybe we were expecting.
I did take a really quick glance over at the hog numbers. If you look at the breeding stock numbers, at first glance, I think they come in pretty close to what was expected. But the 4% decline in Kefir markets, that was against a trade average of 98.2. I think there's some very positive news contained in that hog and pig report, enough so that it could, if we're looking at this as what effect will it have on Monday or early next week, I think there's enough enthusiasm in these hog numbers that it could carry over some support to the cattle as we get into next week.
I know the one thing I've noticed at the grocery store, the supermarket, is that, the difference as far as prices right now per pound, pork versus beef, they're significant.
They are significant, and I was looking at some material earlier today. You know, the real complication that we've seen on the hog side is not only the same labor constraints that we've talked through on the cattle, but you add to that the reduced pace of chain speeds in a number of those plants, it has reeled slaughter capacity on the pork side back to 2017 levels. So they're looking at incredibly tight availability of slaughter for the rest of the year. You know, we've seen certainly a measured reduction in the export pace, specifically to China through the second half of the year, that's putting more pork on our domestic market. That's leading to that price spread. But I think the reduction in market inventory of hogs, given their constraints on slaughter, it will be received as very good news for the hog industry.
Don Close, Senior Vice President, Food and Ag Research for Animal Protein for Rabo Agri Finance. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Blackjack Farms presents its 2021 annual female production sale, Saturday, October 9th at the ranch near Seminole, Oklahoma, featuring 75 registered Angus and Simmental lots, including spring bull and heifer pair splits, fall calving cows, most with calves at the side, and springbred heifers with fall yearling heifers. For more information or download a catalog, go to the website www.mcsauction.com or call Matt Sims, 405-641-6081.
That's your Beef Buzz. Have a good day. I'm Ron Hayes.